Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
My voice is nearly back.
It is.
And we have a word of the week. And the word, I'm going to say it right at the start, Tony, because this week is a Sweatmasters special. Very sad news that Sweatmaster are calling it a day this summer. Very good news that every single song on this week's show is by Sweatmaster. And it means that there can only be one word that's the word of the week. And that, of course, is...
Kiosk.
Kiosk! We'll explain that in a minute. First of all, this is a great track that I really should have played before now. This is Dead Legs. So, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That song, Dead Legs, is from Sweatmaster's, third album, which is called Animal. And we are playing another track off that album in the show. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sweatmaster's website?
Is it sweatmaster.net?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. I will have information about Sweatmaster and the sad demise of them, etc, etc. They've posted something on the website to say it's not anything bad. They just want to leave it while they're really, really enjoying it. And they're really enjoying it at the moment. I'll tell you about their last gig later on in the show. But all the albums are still available. So you will be able to get them. And there's also some music you can download online. We're playing an exclusive track this week, which again I'll talk about later on in the show, which is free to download on the website as well. So you will be able to walk away from this show with a minimum of one track. Right, I have some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Now, this is coming. I am loving Joni Hates Jizz. Right, and she's in again with another poetry corner. Now, I do like other people to send us poems in, but at the moment she owns Poetry Corner, and this has come through in classic style. Hey P&T, of podcasting you're both fine dark lords, around the world punkies heard by great hordes. your track choices are prime when you spare us some time from signing your preposterous pork swords. Joni H is, who this week is the Rotherham rug muncher. She's going to run out. I know she's. I'd love to know who Joni H is. I thought it might be someone who was on a wind-up, but I don't think it is now. I think it is just someone who's really got into Poetry Corner, happens to be an outrageous lesbian who moves around the country, licking women one city at a time. Sizz me, Xerxes, sizz me. Now, if you do have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyray.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Now, I'm going to get on with the next song, but I have something to read out first.
Okay.
This came through. Now, you might remember last week I said if anyone wanted to suggest any Sweatmaster songs they'd like to hear, they should get in touch. However, we only got one suggestion in, and I'd already picked the music. I'll explain. There he goes. This from Black Cat. As for the Sweatmaster special, they are rather special, aren't they? Looking forward to it. Can I request Steamboat or Nothing to Do But Win? I replied, no. But it's an example of how excellent they are. Sorry, Black Cat, but I'd already sorted the music out before you sent this in. My fault entirely, but Punky is inflexible. As is this next track, which is one of my favourite Sweatmaster songs, Tony. Now, I'm going to be trying to ask you website-related questions all the way through, even though it's the same band all the way through. Each song should sound different from the last. I've tried to pick ones that are paced differently, and so you get an idea of the whole oeuvre of the Masters of Sweat. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sweatmaster's... sorry, I'll rephrase that. This is from an album called Tom Tom Bullet, which is their second album. And it came out on Bad Afro Records. What is Bad Afro's website?
Is it badafrorecords.de?
No, good idea. Badafro.dk, which makes it Paulie Beelings that won, Tony won. This is one of my favourite Sweatmaster tracks. It's also just about the fastest one they ever did. It's also very short. It's also brilliant. This is Evolution Never Came Round Here. To Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That Sweatmaster song is unusual in that it has some piano on it. Mostly they are just a three-piece, but there was an extra musician in there sneakily. Great song. Really, really. We have played that song before a long time ago. Absolutely love it. And I say, it's on the album Tom Tom Bullet. I'll tell you what, if Sweatmaster ever brought out a best of, I'm not sure how I'd feel about it. Because I don't think they'd pick all the ones that I like the most. You know, it's frustrating, isn't it, when a band, sort of when a best of comes out, it's normally all the singles, there's normally an extra track on it, and one or two of the band's favourites.
Yeah.
I just seem to like all the songs that didn't ever come out as singles. It's just one of those things. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for me?
I do. Thank you for all your Facebook comments. As I say, if you're on Facebook and most of the world seems to be now, please do like our Punky page, search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station one that will come up. Like it and leave us a comment on our wall and we'll read them out. Also, don't forget Podcast Alley. If you're not on Facebook, go to Podcast Alley. easy way to do it actually is you go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen is important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address and subject and comment if you so wish, you can read him out. So there's two things for you to do, and here's the
so there are two things for you to do,
exactly. And these are the top five Facebook, or the last five Facebook comments from Aubrey Hansen. Punky is so much better than falling ass first on a cactus made from broken bottles and hot sauce. Now or nachos. She goes on to say, is there a band called the Kirks or something? Heard them a while back on Punky and I want to find them. P.S. Speaking of Turks, do you have any access to any new Bomb Turks? If so, please play. That's some hell rat.
There's some comments after that. Do you want to read out the comments?
Yeah. Josh Murphy says it's the Kirks and they're on TNS Records.
And, they are great.
And there was one from you saying, no, we haven't got access to the Turks.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the comment. All right, my Mowers, just a quick one to hope all is well at the Punky Treehouse and Harriman's Lodge. And now you have to read this. Much, much love. Repatriated expat Geordie Dick. Thank you very much.
That's a great phrase, Mara, isn't it?
Mara's, yeah.
Right, Mara. I don't know where it comes from. Because it's a northern expression, but I mean, I've heard people in Mansfield say it a lot, for example.
Yeah.
Right, Mara.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you know where the expression Mara comes from, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tiny email, Mara.
Nice. Happy, very belated congratulations on 300 episodes.
Silly me,
I've been trying to post on Podcast Alley, but kept getting errors, so Facebook it is. As always, I love the show, and so glad you just smacked Todd's. Are still recording. Awesome, Twilight.
Thank you very much, Twilight. And, I didn't know her real name ever, but I do now.
Yeah.
I think I've added her on Facebook.
I must do that as well.
Yeah, I should do. I think I have, anyway. Yes. If you can be bothered, still go to Podcast Alley and try and vote, but if not, we might as well move you over to Facebook now. I think it makes more sense.
Yeah, Facebook would probably be the first choice, wouldn't it? Quick comment from Tommy Gladding, who's been
a long
time listener from Ipswich.
God, he must be an adult now.
Yeah. Who just says, "You remind me of a stripper I met," which is a quote from an alcohol song, so thank you very much, Tommy.
Oh, really?
For remembering his old song. From TNA, Tits and Ass, the little acoustic song we used to do.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much, Tommy. I do like hearing from Tommy.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Long time listener. Great.
Excellent, man. Right, time for song three. This is from Sweatmaster's latest album called D Up the Knife, and it's on Full Steam Records, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Full Steam Records' website?
FullSteamRecords.com.
It is indeed. Tony 2, probably be the internet one. I love this song. We have played it before. Some people got soul.
Some people got soul.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks, Tony. Doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You're having internet issues, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is proving more difficult to make than I thought. I hardly dare ask you this. Did you do anything last week?
I barely remember. I don't think so, no. We didn't. House hunting. Maybe found a house. Did a second viewing on a house, but in negotiations at the moment.
Right.
It's a bit too expensive. It's got a lovely, nice long extension.
Oh, I've got a lovely, nice long extension.
But it's about 40 grand over what everything else goes for on the street, so I'm not
right.
sure. But yeah, it's interesting. But
I'm sure a deal can be cut.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Cardiff last week.
Oh, was it nice?
Well, it rained.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
So I had plans. I was going to do an unofficial opening of the Millennium Stadium.
Okay.
But it's raining, so I stayed in my hotel room and watched golf.
Oh, right, nice.
Which is quite. But I did have two really, really good gigs at Cardiff Jonglers. And the second night, Saturday night, after the gig, this beautiful woman in a lovely mint dress walked up to me. And I thought, oh, she just had every hallmark of someone about to say, you're out of order, you upset my friend, or something like that.
Okay.
And she walked up to me quite simply and unblinkingly said, I love you.
Oh, nice.
Thanks very much. I love you. I think you're brilliant. And, oh, thanks. And I was just completely gobsmacked. I was on the way out, had my guitar on my back. I'm going, all right, thanks. And out the corner of my eye, I saw what was clearly her boyfriend walk over, not looking very happy that she'd stopped me. She'd obviously been telling everyone she loved me, is it? Or so I went, oh, look, I'd love to stop and chat, but my voice is fucked, and I just left.
Oh, nice.
I have more information about my week at the Psychobilly meeting. I now have three blogs up. There is one more to come of the week at paulieb.blogspot.com. I've got three up, so I've done three quarters of it now. There's so much happened, I couldn't possibly start to talk about it here. Do take a look at the blog if you get the chance, and feel free to leave a comment. Let me know what you think of the blogs. Right, I'm going to do two more songs in a row here, Tony.
Okay.
With a little bit of a punky thing in the middle, the way we're doing it now. Because this next one, you know, I said I'm trying to pace everything differently. I'm picking different Sweatmaster songs out. This is another one from their album Animal, which I've just dropped. I was here. And this is when Sweatmaster go all AC/DC. So this is a lot shorter than the other ones. Stay tuned for Being Robbed, which I'll talk about after you've heard it. In the meantime, Tony, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is Tony 3, Paulie B the Internet 1, that's right, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
No.
Is it 2-2?
No,
yeah, I got Bad Afro wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, but you got Full Steam Records right. It is Tony 3, Paulie B the Internet 1. Oh. This is In Limbo.
Getting there. Every child of this world. come round. I felt his skills burn in my hand. Try and stop me now, if you think you can.
Angry Pirate.
Listening to Dead 60s underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Nice.
That was Sweatmaster, as every song is this week, and Been Robbed, which is from their album Dig Up the Knife, which is their latest album and is out now on Full Steam Records. We've been through all the websites. From now on, I'm going to be asking you Sweatmaster related questions, all right?
Okay.
So, for a point here, what I want to know is, who are the three guys that make up Sweatmaster? What are their names?
No idea. Tom, Dick and Harry. Yeah.
Very close. Yeah. Sasu, Miku and Matty. Right. Sasu on vocals, he writes most of the songs. Miku on bass, who's a very, very tall, broad-shouldered man who I did manage to intimidate and scare. And Matty on drums, he's a lovely, lovely guy. Now then, have you got a gig guide for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide?
12 bar.
Yes, it is.
Brilliant.
So 12 bar club, it's Denmark Street in London. I'm going to do the weekend's gigs, but I can't find Sunday's details. There is something on, but it just says to be confirmed. So I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Very sensible. I like the way your mind works.
Thank you very much. So this Thursday, 21st of July, Ben's Diapers and Ricky Stein.
Rick Stein?
Ricky Stein, it says.
What? The fish obsessed cook?
No, maybe
and,
rocks
and philanderer.
Well, there you go. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, nice.
And a Friday, it's a London Calling night.
Brilliant. And they... London Calling on a Friday?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Cunt and the Gang.
Oh, the, brilliant.
The Johns. The Dirty Ugly Punk Monkeys. And it's a, I think it's tickets in advance on this one. Well, how much do you think that is?
Probably £6.
Seven.
Seven, fair enough.
£7.
Oh, yeah, just get along to it. It'll be brilliant. It'll be brilliant.
And finally, this Saturday, 23rd July, the Lupinos and Max Dvorak. Not much information than that, but how much do you think that one is?
Right, I'm going to go £6 again.
You'd be right.
I'd be right. So, yeah. I got two of them, fair enough.
That's it.
Do get down to that venue if you get a chance. It's an excellent venue. I know we talk about it quite a lot, well, every week, in fact. But it is an absolutely brilliant venue and well worth checking out. If you're in London, just visiting London, go there for a night. You won't be disappointed. And it does run late as well, which is nice. So I imagine that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. It does, yeah.
Right. Time for another Sweatmaster song, Tony.
Okay.
This is from their first album, Sharp Cut, and I just love this song. This is one of those ones that I sing to myself while I'm walking about, because it's got that really catchy dun 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 dun. Right, it's not a great version. I am rather throaty still. I think I sound rather husky. It's a great album. The first album is a different label, which I can't actually.
I thought the first one was Bad Afro. No,
no, they did distribute it, but it came out on. Thing is, I've managed to be making this show in the dark.
Right.
It was originally on Must Destroy Records, but I think it was possibly re-released or distributed on Bad Afro. This song is great. What I want to know is, Tony, when I went to see Sweatmaster in Haarlem, near Amsterdam. Who headlined the show? Who were the main band on the bill?
Wary Los Orgs?
It was indeed. Indeed. Tony Four, Paulie B, the Internet too. You're obviously well connected. Getting the money to the town. Well, I'm walking down the street. I got a friend on the side. I know we can't pick up the deal. You're listening to The Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You got any plans for this week?
No. Don't think so. It's just, I think, maybe another 10 house viewings. You know, keep looking whilst negotiating. That's what we're doing at the moment.
Right.
Try and get done before, so we can get in before Christmas.
Of course.
So that's getting desperate.
Now then, I do, however, we've already heard from Aubrey in the show.
Yeah.
But I did get some jokes from Aubrey for Comedy Suburbs, so I'm just going to read those out right now. If you have a joke you'd like me to read out, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Some of these you know. Okay. One of them's out of order.
Okay.
But I'm going to read it out anyway. What's brown and sticky?
Stick.
A stick. What do you call a fly with no wings?
Walk.
A walk. Mm. What's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Don't know.
Dr. Dre. Which is out of order, but it is funny. Okay, anyway, thanks so much, Aubrey, for being particularly un-PC. That's it. If you have you must have a better joke than one of those, send it in to me. I'll appreciate it. Next song coming up right now, Tone.
Okay.
Now, this is the free one. This is available on Sweatmaster's website for download right now. I don't know how long it'll be. I don't know whether it was an outtake or something's going to make a B-side or something. I think they said it might have been left over from the Animal album and it's just there that never made it onto the album. Maybe should. I think it's great. See what you think of this. This is Quickie. Again, listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do realise in the last section, I completely forgot to tell you what I was doing this week. I've actually got a quiet week. I had two gigs cancelled on Thursday and Friday for various reasons. So I'm only doing one gig at Alexander's in Chester on Saturday night, one of my favourite gigs in the country. Absolutely brilliant. The show starts around about 9:30. I'll be comparing and headlining. How it works is the last act. Kind of does a bit of comparing throughout the show as well. I really enjoy it. I will be in Blackpool the day before. I'm going to look at a new comedy venue.
Ooh.
My friend Mia might be taking on the running of a comedy venue in Blackpool, and she said, would you like to come and see it, have a word with the management, not with a view to me booking it, just to sort of give some advice and say, do this, do that. And I went, yeah, fine. So I'm going to have a night out in Blackpool on Friday, and then I'm going to go and do Alexander's in Chester on Saturday. Right. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thank you for all.
Hang on. I need to ask you something about
the
last track. Uh-huh. Quickie. We'll do the track in a second. Next question, Tony. Spit it out, Paul. Sweatmaster are finishing as a band. I'm sure they're going to go on and be successful in whatever they do. They're talented musicians and lovely blokes. What I want to know is, where is their last gig and when?
I have no idea. Is it in Denmark? On the 30th of July?
I'll tell you what, mate, I'm giving you half a point. It is on the 30th of July.
Oh.
But, no, they're from Finland.
Oh,
they wouldn't do their last ever gig in Denmark, that would be silly. And they're from Turku.
Oh, yeah.
A place I've always wanted to visit, a place I've managed to mess up in my head so many times. But their last gig is in Turku on the 30th of July. I would love to go, but can't. If you are anywhere near it, go. It's going to be amazing. Right. Let's hear your fucking twat, you bitch.
Okay. Thanks for all your nominations. I will need more. I've got very little twat left, so please do email me, tony@funkyourager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Many thanks to John for this week, John from Bleach Boys.
Oh, brilliant.
Who's found me one out of the bag. Tony, since you are so short of twat, I thought a story which happened about 15 years ago might be appropriate. At the time, I was working for a software company based in Slough. For my sins, had to go into the office most days. As I'm sure you know, traffic around London and its motorways is and was a pain, and on this particular Tuesday, it was no different. Joined the M1 at Luton, and within 200 metres was a standstill behind a car. I think it was a Mondeo. I was in a company vehicle.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you, no. I was in a company vehicle, a nice red Alfa Romeo, which I had been driving for about 3 weeks. Resigned to a slow trek to work, I settled myself into my seat and glanced in the rearview mirror. To my surprise, and moving fast, was a white Ford Transit. And as I watched it get closer, it became clear that the driver had not really noticed me. Basically because he was asleep. And the passenger next to him was frantically trying to wake him up. In the last second or so, before I got into some sort of brace position, I realised that the Transit was in fact a minibus. And certainly the three people in the front were Hasidic Jews, with the funny hats and curls. Bang! I was hit at some speed. As I tried to make sense of things, I was suddenly aware that it was a bloke at the driver's door shouting at me before saying, "Oh shit." It was the driver from the Mondeo, into which I had been shunted, and the back end of which was totaled. He had just realised that I had been rammed. I got out of the car and went to the hard shoulder, waiting for the police. The Mondeo driver and I exchanged details and he limped away in his car. Meanwhile, the Jews gathered on the hard shoulder and began to pray. This was unreal. Eventually, the police arranged for me to be towed to a car recovery lot at Luton Airport, and being a company car, I called work and was told a hire car was being arranged. It was at that point I suddenly realised what a mess had been made of my car. The back was a couple of feet shorter and the front was a right mess. I heard another vehicle arrive at the lot and saw it was the Jewish Transit, complete with six blokes in their hats and stuff. Now for the twat. As they got out of their tow truck, my replacement car was delivered. As I was looking over the not-so-lovely Renault, the driver of the Transit walked over. "You have a car," he observed. "Yes," I said, still in a bit of confusion about the last hour. "Oh," he said, "I've been driving since 4:30 and fell asleep. I was taking my colleagues to a funeral in Hendon." "Right," said I, "so what?" "Well," he went on, "since you have a car, you couldn't give a few of us a lift, would you?" You can guess my response. All of my anger came out at once. Wrecked my car by driving with no brake, not even a sorry. I was basically held back by the rental car driver. So the driver...
He's a big bloke, John, as well. He's a big... Yeah.
So the driver of the Jewish minibus is a twat. Thanks, John. That's great.
I think that's absolutely fair enough. Brilliant. Brazen. "Oh, mate, you got a car. You can't give us a lift to where we were going, could you?" "No, I'm sorry." "You complete prick." Well, I say complete prick. That's Jewish, aren't I?
Yeah, true.
Well, go for it, mate. Brilliant.
So, the driver of the Jewish minibus...
Is a twat. But a quite magnificent one, it has to be said. Brilliant. If you have a twat, get in touch with Tone. He loves them. Right.
Yep.
Last song this week. I'm not saying I've saved the best till last, but I think this has been a very important song in our lives, Tony.
Yeah, definitely.
This wasn't the first Sweatmaster song I ever heard. The first one I ever heard was "I Am a Demon and I Love Rock and Roll." Which is brilliant. Yeah. But the song that changed a few of our lives for various reasons was this one, because there's a line in it at the start: "Get your white marble rolls from the kiosk." The way they say kiosk is fantastic, and the amount of people in Mansfield that got into Sweatmaster as a result of us playing this on the radio, didn't we? We played this on the radio, and absolutely loved it. People were phoning in, shouting "kiosk." And then you'd be walking around town and random people would walk up to me and just go, "Kiosk!" And I like to think that, oh, and so when we went to see them, this is how I accidentally freaked out the bass player Miku, when I said, "Will you sing at the start of this?" He said, "Yeah, but I don't sing it, Sassy does." We went, "Yeah, but Sassy's not here." So he sang it, the four of us that were there, my ex-wife Kerry, Felix and Charlie and me, and him, and we made him sing it, and we made him do it, and he said "kiosk" absolutely brilliantly. But anyway, I'm not taking a piss. This is a great song. This is from, actually, this is the title track of an EP they brought out, obviously called "Song with No Words," which features one of the tracks we played the other week, "Talk Talk," which is two songs by them and then six covers by their favourite bands. But it also features on Tom Tom Bullitt and was a single as well. What I want you to do for this bit, Tony, at the moment, what's the score? It's 5-2. No, it's 4-3, isn't it?
Yeah, to you, I think, isn't it?
No, it's 4-3 to you.
Oh, is it? Okay.
However, you can make this 5-3 simply by giving me your best kiosk.
Kiosk!
5-3, song with no words.
Get your white Marlboros from the kiosk. Oh, there you go. Now give a smile to the clerk. Maybe she can give you what you want. We're tired, if I remember right. Till our friends were gone, left us here alone. Oh, come on, come on.
That was Sweatmaster, and Song With No Words. I've really enjoyed the show this week, and I've really enjoyed... I think this is the first time, certainly in our modern format of playing eight songs, when we've played all the songs been by the same band. I think we might have played one that was all Bleach Boys once.
Maybe, yeah. But back when it was maybe three songs.
That's when we were doing three or four songs, yeah. So, do excuse me that I've played a load of songs by the same band, but Sweatmaster have been such big supporters of Punky, and we've been such big fans of theirs, and they've been such a part of my life for the last few years that I'm going to really miss them, basically. So I hope you don't mind that we've just made this a tribute to the band this week, and just really, next week we'll be back to normal and all that, but I hope you've enjoyed it. Anyway, there's a couple of things that I would like you to do. Most importantly, of course, is iTunes, Tony.
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. We need your reviews. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference, so please do it if you get a moment. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it'll open up iTunes with your music store and our page, where you can log in and review. You will need an iTunes account, which I think everyone has nowadays because of the iPhones. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email through your review to me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it.
And please do have a listen to Hussy Skunk when you get a chance. HussieSkunk.com. Hussy Skunk plays great punk rock all day, and we're featured on it as well. And we go out on, what's it called now? It's not Roach Radio, is it? What's it called?
Internet Talk Superstation.
Make sure you give that a go as well. Thanks for listening this week. Maybe I'll see one or two of you in Chester on Saturday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog. Kiosk,
kiosk.
Let you go.
God.